Thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God with constant and powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life. Let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison now.
Tonight is on purpose for a purpose. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God. Now, I'm still on overflow from the conference we were just at. I can't get all that was talked about there. And it's so important that you understand this from any position in Christianity. It's not ever in the beginning, Ashley. It's not in the beginning, blank, and you fill in your name. See, we're all on the same page here. It's not us that started this. God did. In the beginning, God. It wasn't you or I. It was God. And it's important that we know that, because when we start thinking we have all the answers, we have forgot that it was in the beginning, it was God. He's the creator of all things. And so there's no way that we can get smarter than him. There's no way. He knows way more at all times. And there are times that in life we get a little frustrated with things that are going on. And we're like, how am I going to handle this? I don't know. Has anybody been there just since Christmas? Just from Christmas till now. Oh, how am I going to handle this? Well, know this. The greatest thing that you can understand is it's not up to you to handle everything. God created you, and knowing that means that you were created, and a created being has a creator, and that creator is God, and he has the answers. So there are some times that I know that we forget that there is God. And I just think it's real important that we understand that he knows a whole lot more than we do. And for someone not to serve him, they're putting themselves above him. So you can just know here in the United States of America, when you're seeing a politician, you're seeing someone on the news that isn't honoring God, they're putting themselves above him. When you're not honoring God, you're saying you have more answers than he does. And for Christians, we just know that's not the case. We're not being rude, but you don't have more answers than God. And so don't ever get to the point where you start portraying that you do. It's got to be according to the word of God, according to his prompting. Genesis 2:15, God placed man in the garden to tend and to watch over it. If you haven't learned that verse yet, you haven't heard anything we've said for a year. God placed man in the garden to tend and to watch over it. Now, if you've only been here for a week or two, please understand I wasn't talking to you. But for those that have been here for the last year, that's what we've been talking about. If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Corinthians tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, says, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. Why do you have a spiritual gift given to you? So we can help each other. Why do you have a spiritual gift given to you? So that you can be of help to someone. It's important to know that, because that's why God gave you the gifts that you operate in. Every person here is here for a purpose and on purpose. On purpose for a purpose. This is something that parents, as you're here listening to what I have to say and you have kids, I have taught this to our young people for years. And since the start of the church, because I remember at the start of the church hearing this message at a retreat in Hot Springs for our young people, and we only had probably three of them down there, but it was one of the most profound statements that entered my mind, and I hadn't really thought about it. But tonight I want to bring it back up, and for years I want to refer to it at different times. And parents, teach this to your kids. Here's the phrase: you were not just born, you were created. You were not just born, you were created. I've heard young people, and everybody here has, and I can remember people from when I was a kid saying this. Well, I was an accident. They didn't mean to have me. I was an accident. I didn't have any parents who wanted me. I was put up for adoption. They didn't want me. I wasn't planned. I was supposed to be a girl. Why do you think my name's Ashley? No, I'm just... I always have to show my ID. They never believe that I'm Ashley. I was supposed to be a girl. Or you're a girl and someone says, or you think, or you hear your parents talking and you go back in your room crying all night, I was supposed to be a boy. They didn't really want me. Now, we can laugh about it, but there's many young people that's cried themselves to sleep because of that. I want you to listen to what I have to say tonight. There are some natural parents that are good, and there are some natural parents that are bad. Some abandon their offspring, and some are super involved. But no one chooses the thumbprint or the sex that you are, male or female. No one chooses that but God. And I have told young people this, and I want to say it again, that it's very important. It's impossible for you to print your own thumbprint. It's impossible for your parents to choose what kind of thumbprint. It's impossible. They are just the carrier used by God to get you here. There is nobody in accident. Nobody in accident. You'll understand, see, that there's no way you could ever be an accident when you understand that you were created by God and you weren't just born. Parents, do your best to explain that to these young people. Because we live in a world that's not explaining that anymore. You were not just born, you were created. And you, if you understand that, then you understand no creator creates anything without knowing before he creates it that there was a purpose for that creation. So any inventor that invents anything, invents it knowing that it's going to have a purpose for what? They won't spend any time on it if they don't. See, there's no reason to spend any time in making this right thing, this pulpit. There would be no reason for anybody to spend the time to weld this all together, do all that they did to make this, if it didn't have a purpose, and its purpose was to be made so that someone could lay something on here and teach the Word of God. Tell me that. Everything that you have, you can look at anything in life and know that the only reason it's here, your clothes on your body, the reason this looks like this, and the reason it's on me and not Alexa, is because it was not created for her. It was created for someone my size. See, the creator knew when it was creating this that it had to be a big boy that wore it. I'm just saying, and you can look at anything in all of life. Well, if we can see that in all of life, why can't we see it with ourselves? Yeah, just because I was just an accident. There is no accidents here. Everybody was created and created for a purpose. If you don't believe me, turn to Acts 17. Acts 17, verse 26. It says, from one man, he created all the nations throughout the whole earth. From one man, he what? Created all the nations throughout the whole earth. He decided beforehand. When? Beforehand. Beforehand, he decided beforehand, that's what creators do, when they should rise and fall, and he determined their boundaries. Acts 17, 20. See, when you get that, then you start going, okay, I got it. I wasn't just born, I was created. Well, if I was created, and there's a creator that created me, and it wasn't just mom and dad who accidentally had me, God had a plan for me and those and my parents, even those that don't even know who their parents are. They're just used as a carrier to get you here to fulfill God's purpose. And when you get a hold of that and you start thinking about that, you're like, okay, I get Acts 17. He created everybody. He created me. He knew when I'd rise, when I'd fall. He determined the boundaries. He determined where I would live. There's no accident that you were born in the United States of America. There's no accident if you were born outside of the United States. There wasn't an accident. There's a reason for it, because the boundaries were established before you were here. He knew where you were going to be. He knew that Josh was going to be living in Missouri before Josh knew he's going to be living in Missouri. And he knew that he's going to give him this funny accent from Oklahoma. He knew that, and when he come here, everybody kind of get their attention on him because it's that guy that talks funny, right? It's starting to go away a little bit, if you noticed. Someone's like, no, I haven't. See, he knows all of it. He knew Dave and Jeannie were going to walk in this door one day. He knew the boundaries. He knew where they lived, and a church would be where they were needing to. All of this he knew. He knows everything. And so when you start thinking about that, you can realize, wow, my life does have a purpose. You can't change what you were born to do. Now, you cannot do it, but you can't change what you were born to do. And I teach young people this all the time. It's very important that you know this. Romans 11, 29. God's gifts and his call cannot be withdrawn. God's gift and his call cannot be revoked. It can't be taken away, depending on which translation. See, they're irrevocable. They can't be moved. They can't be taken away. You can't change what you were born to do. You can just choose not to do it. There's a lot of people who make that choice. So you're sitting there, and okay, you've got everything I've said to this point. Now let's just talk. I got all that, Pastor. I know that I was born and I have a purpose. But can you just help me a little bit and tell me, what is it? Because really, I mean, that's, you got people living their whole life not knowing what I'm supposed to do. Have no idea what I'm supposed to do. I just don't have a clue. Well, if that has been a thought of yours, or it's a thought of yours now, tonight is for you. And you listen up, because this is good. And this can change your whole life. I know that it has several young people giving them purpose. And all of a sudden they realized, What I can do. Here's what you can do. You can take inventory of what giftings God has placed in your life. You can take inventory. Leaders Academy, we're going to be talking about more of this, so you might want to pay a lot of attention. We take inventory. What does any business do when they're wanting to find out what they can sell, what direction they can go? They find out what they got. They find out what's on the shelves. I got to know what's on the shelves so that we can put things together. We can do what we've been called to do. I'll use my own life as an example. But as I look back on my life, I look back and I think, you know, there wasn't a lot of accidents. In fact, the things that I look back and see that were accidents, God didn't cause them, but he sure used them to fulfill his purpose. See, I'm a... All things, Romans 8, 28, all things work together for good, for those that are called and loving. Okay, well, I had a call, and it was irrevocable. Even though I didn't have it all figured out, what I had to start doing was looking at what was on my wall. So I had to take inventory, and you can do that, and you can start kind of seeing what direction you're headed towards as you're growing up. I had to start looking at what I was good at. You know, in high school, I played basketball, and I thought I was good at it, and I broke my ankle. And that was a horrible thing. I mean, it was an accident that happened. But you know what happened after I broke my ankle? I couldn't play basketball again, so I had to put all of my focus into music. And if I had stayed into sports, I was going to, in the school I was in, I would have had to give up one or the other, because you couldn't do both. If you were going to be good in any one, you had to get... It wasn't a small school, it was a big school, and you just couldn't do everything. So you had to decide what you were going to do. Well, after the freshman year, you had to make that decision. Well, I broke my ankle my freshman year. I don't think for a second God broke it. It was my own ignorance that did it. But what happened was, as I jumped up, I fell down. My bottom of my foot came up and touched the side of my leg. It was a horrible thing. And I look back on it, and I go, oh, this is horrible. Except for I look back and say, wow, God, thank you for using that terrible mistake to change the course of my whole life. Well, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, in high school, I started playing instruments, and I learned to play every brass instrument that was out there in high school. I started singing. I started diving into the area of music so much that by the time I got out of high school, I had a full-ride scholarship to college in just music, in band and choir. It's like, wow, how did that happen? Also, there were some academics that came into play there for all those thinking that you don't have to have academics. You got to have academics. And I started going through college and realizing that I enjoyed visiting with people. And you know, everybody that had an issue seemed to always come to me. Ashley, what do you think about this? And even in high school, Ashley, what do you think about this? We need to talk. Sit down. We need to talk about this. And I just could listen to them for the most part. And then I'd listen enough and I'd say, okay, now just shut up and hear me. And I look back and I think about that. And so I thought, well, when I got in college, I'm gonna go into something that I can learn how to counsel. So I was music and counsel. Now, how in the world are those two married? I don't know. But that's what I was going to do. So I tried to marry him, and I was going to be a music therapist. Go find that one in a job place. They ain't out there, but I created it. Thought it would be a good idea. It's a horrible idea. Don't go into music therapy. But that's what I just thought, this would be a good idea. So I'm in college and I'm thinking, okay, I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do. I'm trying to make it in music and I'm trying to do this. And then next thing you know, a guy calls me that I knew in high school and says, hey, we could audition at Silver Dollar City. I'm getting ready to be the next big counselor in music. I didn't know if you knew that or not. And I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but I'll go down there and try it out. Well, so I went down and tried it out, and we got the job. And I'm like, okay, obviously I'm not supposed to counsel anyone until 10 years later. God says you might want to start a church. And I'm like, oh, I happen to know a little bit about counseling. And all of a sudden, God just started showing me, you know, the things that I put on your shelf when you were a freshman in high school has shaped your whole life. You got to find out what's on your shelf. How do you do that? You take inventory. Here's another way you do it. You ask somebody, who'll tell you the truth. And that sometimes is not your mom. Am I good at this, Mom? Yeah, you're a great singer. And then you go try out for American Idol and you find out you were horrible. But there's a lot of moms that can say, you know what, you're good at that, but that's probably not your major gifting. I just think it's important that we find out what's on our shelf, because it's through finding out what your giftings are that God will channel his blessings into your life. Now, I want you to understand this, and parents, it's important that you teach your kids. It's through finding out what God gifted you to do that you then can raise your value. Your value can start raising. And know this, as value raises, the ability for God to channel financial blessings into your home raises. As value raises. How does value raise? By you finding out what your giftings are. How does giftings get found out? By you finding out what's on your shelf. You see how all this works? And it just kind of starts going together. Allowing others to teach you. And you work in that area and you put yourself in there. I'm just telling you, I have watched the Leaders Academy in just a very few months. Watch them gain value because we found out what their giftings were, and then we kind of helped mold and move them in those areas. And now they've got some real direction for life. I think it's awesome. But to start college and say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do, and then you're a junior or a senior, that can be tough. Well, you might would have thought about that a little earlier and you wouldn't have had to take so many extra classes. No, I'm just saying, if we'll start working on figuring out what's on our shelf and then letting that be trained and worked with so the value is raised. But know this, it's still always God that gives the increase. Don't ever think for a second it's you and what you've done. Everyone's wired a little different, and it's the giftings that wire us different that make God's purpose be fulfilled. Young people, y'all look at me. You are all different. Praise God. You're not all the same. You ever thought about why some people enjoy playing sports and others enjoy sitting in there drawing a picture? Let's say it like this to the adults in here. You ever thought about why some friends like to work on cars and some just like, yeah. Why some like to work with kids and teenagers and some don't want anything to do with them at all. In high school, some were good in chemistry, some were good in math, some were good in English. And I was always frustrated about that because I was okay in math and I was horrible in English, but I loved to talk. And so I was like, what am I going to do here? This is tough, and I still deal with that today. And I would listen to other people who could talk so, what's the word, eloquent? They could talk so good. Thanks, Josh. And I mean, there was a time in life that I sat down and was frustrated because so-and-so could do something better than I could. And I was, oh man, this is just horrible. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 talks about something that's real important. It says, don't worry. We wouldn't dare say that we are as wonderful as these other men who tell you how important they are. But they are only comparing themselves with each other, using themselves as the standard of measurement. How ignorant. That's not Ashley's words. That's what the Bible says. How ignorant. You know, you got to be real careful that you don't start comparing your giftings with someone else's. You got to be real careful that you don't do that. It's just real important that we know that other people are gifted in certain ways that we're not gifted in, and that's okay. Trying to do something that you're not gifted or you're not called to do will cause frustration. I wanted so bad to race go-karts. I remember I had a cousin, and he was like the Missouri state champion, or that's what he told me. And I'd go over to his house, can I ride, please? No, you don't know what you're doing. How hard is it? You got to be trained. And I remember going home from my cousin's house thinking, I'm nobody. Because I'm not trained to ride a go-kart. We can laugh about that, but I remember it to this day. Why? Because I was comparing myself. And know this, when you compare yourself with someone else, you'll get frustrated. You will get frustrated. Why can't I do that? A real peace came over me years ago when I finally got to the point of understanding that it's okay that I can't do everything. I wanted to, and I was going to try. I was going to try to do everything. I mean, that was kind of my goal when I got out of high school. I'm going to do everything. I mean, what are you going to do? Everything. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to know how to do a little bit of everything. I'm going to learn how, and not just a little bit, but I'm going to do a lot of, and I'm going to be good at everything. You can't be good at everything. And one of the biggest revelations of that, since we're talking about Grandpa, and my grandfather, I used to think he could do everything. Everything. And so I remember in seventh or eighth grade being out in our little driveway with our basketball goal there, and Grandpa comes in. Grandpa, play me a game of basketball. Come on, play me a game. Grandpa, come on. And so he comes over there and he shoots like this. Ah! Grandpa can't play basketball. And he couldn't. He could do everything else, but he can't play basketball. And it was revelation to me that all of a sudden, not everybody can do everything, and that's okay. But it took me years to convince myself of that because I thought that I ought to be able to do this just as good as my friend could. I ought to be able to get on this go-kart and drive just as fast and compete with him, even though I'd never been on one. See, I thought I could ride a horse just as good as these guys that rope. Just a few years ago, I was doing this. I could do that. I hit the ground. I have not been on a horse with a rope since. In fact, do you see any horses out in our pasture? I realize I'm not good at that. At some point, you got to realize what you're good at and what you're not. It took me a while. I hope you get it quicker. But the sad thing is we got people living their whole life comparing themselves to someone else, trying to do what someone else is gifted to do, and they never spend enough time finding out what's on their shelf and what they're good at. See, I got to the point where now I don't get frustrated that I don't know all about cars like a lot of you guys do. The thing is, I got to the point where I'm all right with paying somebody else that I trust to work on a car, and I don't go home and cry about it anymore. Not anymore. I should have known. Fulfillment and prosperity come when a person does what they were created to do. That's when fulfillment in life comes. Failure, disappointment, frustration follow people who try to do something that they're not gifted to do. Know this, if you're frustrated, if you're disappointed, if you're failing in life, you might look at what you're doing and go, you know what? That's not in my gifting. That's not in my gifting. And when you get to the point of recognizing the things that are not in your gifting and just letting somebody else in the body of Christ help you with it or pay someone to do it that is gifted in that area, you'll live a life a lot more contented. It'll be way more peaceful for you. Fulfillment and prosperity come when a person does what they're created to do, which means when you're doing something you weren't created to do, you're not going to be fulfilled and you're not going to prosper. Why? Because the value's not high enough to pay you. Nobody brings their car to me and says, Ashley, I need you to work on my car. It don't ever happen. Jesus taught us to pray, and he said, give us this day our daily bread. You remember that in the scripture? And does he do that? Absolutely he does. Now, one time it was through manna, and one time it was some quails that came really down. I mean, when you read, that was kind of cool. But it was one time. What does he do the rest of the time? He channels his blessing of food through your ability to get out there and put your hand to the plow in the area that you're gifted to put it to. And then that value is raised, and then you have the money then to go to the grocery store and buy it. And see, that's the way it works. People may say, well, God didn't give me anything. I go to work and I make everything that I have. Well, you don't know scripture. Deuteronomy 8:17 says he did all this so that you would never say to yourself, I've achieved this wealth on my own strength and energy. See, I did all this on my own. No, you did not. You can sit there and say that all day long, but you just violated the word of God, which meant you just put yourself above him. Remember when we started with that? You just put yourself above him. It's never from your might and your power. You're only good at what you do because God put that gifting in you. Continue to remember that. So go to work in the area of gifting with the right heart. Colossians 3:23, work willingly at whatever you do as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Work willingly at whatever you do. When you break that down and it says whatever you do, whatever your gifting is. Work willingly at whatever your gifting is, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Your value will be raised, and he'll channel his blessings into your life. Y'all get anything out of this tonight?
We hope that you've been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. For more messages or information about Christian Ministries Church, go to www.cmchurch.net.